Now, I can hear someone saying, but what about those who did not believe in him, but who died? What about them? The Bible answered us on the three groups. But what about this group? They're not alive anymore. They died before his second coming. They did not believe in him. Here's that verse that I personally never saw and did not know what it means. Here's that missing text. Let's read it. The missing text. Revelation 5:20. Those who did not believe in him and are dead. The Bible says, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. A basic translation says the rest of the dead did not come to life again till the 1,000 years were ended. Well, now, slowly but surely, the big picture comes into view. Let's begin again at the happenings of what will happen just before the 1,000 years, at the second coming. What does the Bible teach us? Well, all the holy angels are coming with him, Matthew 25:31. Those who died in Christ will rise first, 1 Thessalonians 4:16. The redeemed will be taken up into the clouds to be with Jesus, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. The redeemed will go home with Jesus and reign with him for 1,000 years, Revelation 20:4-6. The wicked will be killed by the glory of his coming. Revelation 19:21. The wicked, dead, will not come to life before the 1,000 years has ended. Revelation 25. Satan will be bound by a chain of circumstances. Nobody to deceive, nobody to kill. Revelation 22. The redeemed are in heaven and all the wicked are gone. On earth there is only chaos and destruction. We read that in Jeremiah 23:26. The earth will become his prison. The Bible says he will be bound here. This chain, of course, is symbolic. He will be bound by a set of circumstances that will not allow him to deceive anyone anymore.